Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. You are now listening to the weekend of January 22nd, 2022.
Hey, it was big news this past week. CNBC had this huge headline, it grabbed my attention, about how Peloton was stopping production of their exercise bikes and their treadmills. I was like, what is going on with that? Really? Because I just not have one Peloton. I have two Pelotons. So whether I'm living in California or Arizona, I can still get on my bike. So anyway, the next day, the Peloton CEO came out and said something like, we're not really just stopping production. We're just adjusting production because of the supply. That means the demand is low. It makes sense because during the pandemic, everybody was inside, me included. But now we also want to go outside more importantly. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, Kim, I'm into exercise with you. I mean, every single day I do diddly squats. Okay. I promise you that they get better as the show goes on, because after all, this is America's most trusted source about all things digital. We talk about the gadgets and gizmos, making money, saving money, of course. It's the most trusted show and it's the largest. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and we're also streaming on demand as a podcast, as a webcast, whenever you want. All 3 hours, you can find it over at getkim.com. And a huge thank you goes out to the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. And get this, 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Komando Show. And of course, I'm sure you have at least 800 questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's get this started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And this is a big one, because if you want to access your IRS account online, okay, it's time to say cheese and smile. That's right. Starting this summer, the IRS will no longer allow you to log in using your existing username and password. You're going to have to create an account through something called ID.me. And then you're going to have to submit a photo ID, your social security number, some credit history, and finally, a live video selfie so facial recognition can be used to match your face with all the other documentation that you filed. So an IRS spokesperson said that the claims are wildly inaccurate. And to clarify, you can still pay and file taxes without submitting the selfie using a bank account, credit card, things like that. But you do have to register with ID.me in order to log into the IRS site to see previous payment records, wage transcripts, and access the child tax credit update portal. You know, the whole idea just sounds so taxing to me. All right, number two, 5G's shaky takeoff. Yes, the 5G bands being rolled out is immensely faster than what's out there today. The problem is, and you may have been hearing about this, is that it's also used by radio altimeters. Really important stuff, folks. In an airplane, just letting you know, it helps the pilots land without bouncing down the runway or in poor visibility. And it actually counts down the last 500 feet before the plane's actually on the ground. So the FAA and various airlines have been sounding this alarm, saying that the carriers should delay switching things on until they can figure out what to do about all this. And doing so means flight cancellations. So AT&T and Verizon did delay the launch at first, but they're saying, hey, look at all the other countries are doing around the globe. I mean, this was like 3 years ago, and you guys are doing nothing about it until now. So they did flip the switch. They scaled things back just a little bit. Some flights, as I mentioned, were canceled. But where's T-Mobile? This is interesting. Their 5G is already faster than everybody else, and it's getting another big bump next year. So follow the money train. That's why AT&T and Verizon, they don't want any more delays, since they are actually playing catch-up. So better 5G aside, the big question is, should you be worried about getting on a plane? I've asked a lot of folks I know in the airline industry, and they said, not at all. Put on your mask, sit back, and have a great flight. Number three, a lot of people aren't talking about this. Microsoft's big game of Monopoly. Because when we start talking about big tech, we always say, it's Facebook, it's Google, it's Amazon, it's Apple. But what about Microsoft? Behind Apple, it's the second largest company in the world by market cap. And this week, Microsoft announced an acquisition of video game maker Activision for nearly, $70 billion. Now, if you're not familiar with Activision, they have all the popular video game titles, anything from Call of Duty to Candy Crush. And it actually fits in with Microsoft's Xbox when you think about it. But aside from all the Windows PCs and Office productivity software, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, you may not know this, but Microsoft also owns LinkedIn, GitHub, and over 200 other companies. But here's the thing. It's rarely in the crosshairs. Why is that? This Activision deal is one of the largest in the history of the tech industry. So why aren't people saying, hey, where's the monopoly? What's going on with Microsoft? Microsoft always tells lawmakers, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. And the Washington Post puts it this way. It's like Microsoft is being treated as a trusted ally in their efforts to rein in the other massive tech companies. Okay, not bad. Think about this. For a two-person startup from Albuquerque, New Mexico, in 1976, it went public. Its stock was selling for $27 a share. By the end of the first day of trading, it was worth $500 million. Today, $2.3 billion. I mean, I'd make a joke about Bill Gates getting a divorce right now, but that wouldn't be PC. Number four, why we shouldn't take the internet for granted. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. We're going to take a trip to Tonga. It's a Polynesian kingdom made up of more than 170 mostly uninhabited islands, covered with this beautiful tropical rainforest and these pristine white beaches. And you may not have even noticed it until last week when this massive volcanic eruption followed by a tsunami killed at least three people, destroyed villages, made the water unsafe to drink. It's just a nightmare down there. Now, the damage also cut Tonga off from the rest of the world, knocking out the telephone lines and their entire internet connection. Now, it might surprise you. That's why I wanted to tell you about this. But these island nations are only online because of a single undersea internet cable. Okay, that's it. And you know what size this cable is? It's like a garden hose that goes under the ocean. So days later, phone service is coming back, and they're sending out a specialized repair ship from nearly 3,000 miles away. And they say it's going to take a week or so before the internet's totally restored. But think about this. You might think after three decades, the internet would be made up of, what, redundant backups and safeguards. It's still very, very fragile. I mean, when countries like the U.S. obviously don't rely on a single cable, what happens when AWS, Amazon Web Services, is disrupted and all these websites just suddenly go down? I mean, and if there's no internet when you want to know something, guess what? You can't Google it. You're actually going to have to maybe think about it or look it up. Strange times indeed. Number five, your favorite pet fluencers, and now you can follow them forever. Yes, I said forever. Now, pet fluencers are these social media influencers that have these photogenic dogs and cats. But there's nothing wrong with following the adventures of a cute dog or cat, but what happens when something happens to the cute dog or pet? I mean, and you're an Instagram influencer with hundreds of thousands of followers, and you're making maybe $100,000 or $1 million a year from this dog or cat, and they die. I mean, because dogs don't live for that long. And for example, like a puppy made famous on Instagram by the name of Willow, nearly 140,000 followers, was killed after being hit by a car. So instead of moving on, Willow's owner decided to clone her. Yes, we've come a long way since Dolly the Sheep was cloned back in 1996, and now you can absolutely clone your pet. You're not going to believe the cost. It's outrageous. Texas-based ViaGen uses IVF technology to create an embryo from the original pet's skin cells. That's right, I said skin cells. It's transferred to a surrogate animal. And so now it all worked. Willow is back in the form of a clone, back online. Actually, there were six clones. Willow's owner kept one and gifted the rest to friends. And she said that she ordered the clone of Willow because she was just so incredibly sad. I bet you she was sad, but, you know, she was making a living off of this pet, too, suddenly faced with the loss of income. Social media aside, there are also all these ethical issues that come, right? Especially when we have countless dogs and cats in shelters all around the country in need of a good home. But it makes you wonder about the future. When a person could truly be cloned, if it ever happened to me, I would just be beside myself. Oh, by the way, the cost to clone your dog, anybody care to guess? Anyone? Anyone? I'll tell you the answer right now. $50,000. All right, coming up in just a few moments, some hidden smartphone settings you're going to wish that you knew before now. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254. And if you're listening to the show and you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, I'm just too shy to actually get on the phone and speak with Kim, and tens of millions of other people will be listening, don't worry about it. Just head over to the website. That's commando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And up in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. That's right. That's where you can drop me your love notes, email Kim, and also your questions, your digital dilemmas. We'll try to answer them here on the show or over on the website. And let's see, how about we start this hour with Angelise in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hello there, Angelise.
Hello.
Welcome. What's going on? How can I help you out today?
Hey, I'm just calling to figure out how I can record an incoming call from a federal inmate.
Okay. And the reason is?
So the reason is I'm trying to do my own podcast with my uncle who is incarcerated.
Okay. That's, you know what? There's a, you know, it's, they're pretty popular nowadays. They are. And so,
yeah, they are.
And so the whole idea is that every week you'll get more of his story and...
Yeah, we'll just, like, kind of touch up on, like, certain topics and stuff.
Okay. All right. It's good. And so, you know, you just make sure that it's legal to record and all that other good stuff. I'm not a lawyer. I can just tell you how the geek stuff works, all right? So
yes.
Just letting
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone 11.
Okay. There's an app. Let me tell you, there's a couple of ways to do this. And an app is going to be the easiest way. You can, of course, if you want to do it old school, you can put your phone on speaker and you can record it another way. But the apps make it pretty easy breezy, okay? So a couple of apps I can tell you about. One is called Voice Recorder. And Voice Recorder is an app that you can use it for free anytime you want to record a conversation. I'm not talking about a phone call. I'm just talking about a conversation, all right?
Anything. Okay.
And so part of the upsell, because, you know, they're always trying to upsell you something, right? Part of the upsell is that you can record phone calls and you get 3 days for free so you can try it out. And after that, it's really inexpensive. It's $5 a month. Okay.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. The thing is, I did download an app, like probably this one that you're talking about. But the way that they record the call is by merging like a three-way. Like, so it'll give me a number that I'll dial in once I receive my incoming call. But since it's a federal prison, it won't let me merge the calls together for it to record.
I think you tried tape a call.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Tape a call, you know, it does exactly that. It's a three-way conference call, and it does get a little annoying. And so the one that I'm saying doesn't do that. Okay. And okay. I'll put links to these over inside the Commando community, because you can also use Google Voice if you have a Google Voice number. And do you know about Google Voice?
Yeah, I do. It was somewhat.
Okay. So if you get a Google Voice phone number, is that when you want to record the calls, you just press 4 and then it will record the conversation. So you've got different ways to do this. So let me give you some links to Voice Recorder. There's also Rev Call Recorder, but I don't know. It will record it. But then if you want to transcribe it, it's like $1 a minute or something like that. But there are other ways if you wanted to actually just transcribe it. There's a great website called otter.ai. And so if it ever comes where you want to get full transcriptions of these conversations, it's really hard to beat the accuracy. And again, that's otter.ai. So you've got Voice Recorder, Google Voice. And don't forget, if you ever do a Zoom call, a Skype call, you can always record those as well, Angelise. And best of luck to you in your podcast. I mean, you know, now's a great time to get out there. And it sounds like, you know, maybe you've got an angle. People love these crime stories, again, as a podcast. When I say where I'm going to put the links, if you head over to commando.com/community, over on the left-hand side, there's a link that says Q&A forum, and that's where I always go ahead and post the links that I'm talking about. So this way, it makes it super easy for you as a caller and also for anybody who's listening to find my expert advice. Hey, over on your iPhone, there are things, hidden features, like you can use your iPhone as a level. There's also a measure app. There's also a way that you can mark up screenshots and PDFs and add signatures to PDFs, and you can have your iPhone alert you to notifications. For links and ways to do all that, just hit the website. That's commando.com with a K, of course. All right, it's time now for our official crypto tip of the week. And this week we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies for beginners. I mean, there are so many different cryptocurrencies out there. How do you know which ones are legit, right? Well, let's just start at the beginning. Number one is Bitcoin. It's the most well-known crypto. It was created back in 2009. It's the biggest, the largest. Each coin is worth, well, you know, as I speak, and always changes, about $47,000. Number two on our list is Ethereum, right behind Bitcoin. It's the second largest crypto out there. It's grown a lot since 2015, and it's actually getting a lot of play and a lot of press about, you know, various people who are behind it and using it. Three is Litecoin. It actually debuted a couple of years after Bitcoin, and it's also referred to as, like, if Bitcoin is gold, then Litecoin is actually silver. Number four is the one that gets a lot of play online. I'm talking about the Dogecoin. It was actually created as a joke by two software engineers. It's now accepted by companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX. And Tether was one of the first, I guess you'd say, stable coins, which it tries to reduce how volatile it is based on its market value on other types of currency. And so these are ones that you might want to check out. Now, just remember that cryptocurrency, it's a wild market. It's the Wild West. Never invest anything unless you're prepared to lose it. And if you're just sitting there saying, you know, Kim, I'd like to know more about cryptocurrency, but, you know, I Googled it and I didn't know what I was reading. I didn't know how to get started. That's where you want to check out our official book about cryptocurrency. It's Cryptocurrency 101. So if you're just getting started in cryptocurrency, this is the definitive guide to get you started on an even level field with people who have been doing it for a couple of years. You can find Cryptocurrency 101 written by me, Kim Komando, over on Amazon. So when you're on Amazon next time, just search for Cryptocurrency 101. And coming up in just a few moments, a lot of people are concerned about AirTags. Those are the Apple little trackers. We're going to talk about how you can see if somebody has dropped one in your car, your purse, your coat. So you want to stay right where you are. And back to the phones we go with Robert in Montana. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Kim. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, it's a first for me because I don't think I've ever spoke with a digital goddess.
Oh, well, see, here you go. you never know what's going to come next. I'd play that lotto if I were you.
Yeah. My question for you, Kim, is my oldest brother suffered a stroke after brain surgery.
Oh,
and he's a retired Air Force major, but anyway, he's struggling with fine motor skills. Like he can say what he wants to type on his computer, but his fingers don't do what he's thinking. And also his fine motor skills and his speech has been altered. So a lot of times he'll kind of like stutter or can't get his words out. So we're trying to find something where he can go on the internet and log into different accounts, whether it be like a fingerprint type thing or a facial recognition that would, if we had everything set up with the passwords, that it would recognize him and then it would log him in. And so that's my question.
I know that you can log into Windows using facial recognition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm sure that there is some type of mechanism for you to log into websites by using facial ID. I'm going to have to do some research on it.
Okay.
And because I'm not really 100% sure which product would be the best product, because I haven't researched this for, oh gosh, probably for a couple of years now. And so I'm certain that there are different ways to do it. I just want to be able to make sure that I give you the best solution for your brother, and it's not going to be frustrating for him because he's probably super frustrated right now, right? So we don't.
Yes, he is.
And so we don't want to add to that level of frustration that, you know, being an Air Force major, he was obviously very bright, right? And very driven. And now he's, you know, feeling like he's not himself, right? And were there certain sites or certain things that he would enjoy going to online so I can target my research towards those areas?
He doesn't visit a lot of sites, but like, you know, it's, for example, his banking and going into accounts to pay bills and things like that. And so, like I said, he really struggles trying to get everything in, and he's locked himself out of his computer a few times because he's tried too many times.
And then,
for example, like when he's trying to make a capital letter, when you hit shift and then the letter, he'll accidentally hit the enter, and that'll, you know, I mean, it's just, it's very trying for him. And I know he's frustrated, and I've just been trying to do what I can find, you know, to help him. So
his fine motor skills obviously have been damaged.
Yeah.
And then, but he can type, right? Or
he can. What happens is he can type, but what he wants to type isn't necessarily what his fingers will do.
Oh, okay. All right. I follow you now. Okay. All right. I had a little bit of a disconnect, but I got it now. All right. Let me just make a note. Okay. And his as far as a voice recognition, sometimes he stutters.
Because his mind is telling him what he wants to say, but he can't like say it. And so it'll be like, and be kind of garbled it sometimes too.
Okay. Well,
and so I wasn't sure if anything like that would work.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do a whole bunch of research for you and for your brother. I want to figure out how to help him. And you know, maybe there are some type of attachments. He has, what'd you say? A Windows-based PC, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
All right. So let me do some research. Let me see what other tools might be out there. Cause you know, there have been such major advancements in this field over the last, I'd say, 12 to 18 months. And then I'll write you a note. And then for everybody else, I'll post this up inside the Commando community. And Robert, thank you for the opportunity for me to help you and for you to help my family.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Because it's, you know, this is my passion. This is what I love to do. And unfortunately, what you just did is you just gave me this thing. I'm going to be up all night trying to solve your problems and to help your brother out. But if you have any recommendations as you're listening to the show for any products that could help Robert and his brother, just, you know, drop me a note through the website. Head over to commando.com and hit the link that says email Kim. And I read every single note that gets sent to me. Again, that's commando.com with K, of course, upper right-hand corner, email Kim. It's time now for our weekly digital security tip, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. The more we rely on our connected devices, the more we have to lose. We've got bank accounts and personal data, photos, conversations. There's just so much to preserve and protect. Now, people always ask me, you know, what is the best antivirus protection? I mean, which one should I get? Because I know that the free ones aren't the best ones. Okay, Total AV has industry-leading antivirus security suite. It's easy to use. It's award-winning. It has complete protection that you can rely on. It has built-in adware, ransomware, and malware protection. Then you can also subscribe to data breach alerts, and you can speed up your computer, too. They have something called the Junk Cleaner. This protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, what I want you to do is just install the easy-to-use app, and then you're protected. And I've also negotiated an exclusive discount for you. You're not going to find this deal anywhere else. Right now, you can get an annual plan for only $19. That's right, over 85% off the regular price, $19 for all those 5 devices. But you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. Once again, head over to protectwithkim.com, protectwithkim.com. Well, when Apple announced these AirTags, everybody was super excited, including me, because they're about the size of a nickel, and then you can put them anywhere, and it doesn't rely on GPS signals like the Tile does. It does the triangulation by using your other iDevices, iPhones around you, and maybe things that are connected to the internet and offer these permissions. And so when you have put an AirTag somewhere, is that because it's so small, you can put them in your wallet, you can put them in your purse. But what's happening is that people are looking at the AirTags and they're using them in, well, nefarious means and ways. And the AirTags cost $30 each, buy 4 for 100, so it's relatively inexpensive. So what about if you're being followed? What if somebody puts an AirTag. There's a YouTuber by the name of Travis MCT, and he planted an AirTag in a friend's car, watching every move for 18 hours, and not once did his friend get a notification from Apple. Now, one woman did. She was driving home from a bar. She saw an alert on her iPhone, and then she found an AirTag attached to the underside of her car's wheel well. Okay. There was also the story about a woman who was at a bar 11:30 at night. She goes home, and then she gets notified of an AirTag. This is when she was home. She got notified of the AirTag. Okay. And somebody slipped one in her coat. So how do you really know if there's an AirTag around you? Well, if you ever get an alert but an AirTag tracking you, there are different steps, and you can learn more about the AirTag. And Apple does a pretty good job about notifying you that the AirTag is on you. But if you're on an Android, that's where the problem is, because you actually have to download something called the Tracker Detect app, and then you have to run it manually. We've got more information about AirTags and how you can, and we give you all the steps, by the way, of how you can track one and what you can do in case you do find one. And we've got all that information over at commando.com. So when you're there, just go to commando.com with a K, of course, and hit the link that says Kim Show. And you want to stay right where you are, because still to come, there's a scam revolving around a COVID app, of all things. And we're going to take more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Now, this, of course, is the Kim Commando Show. It's a three-hour weekend radio show that you can also get as a webcast or as a podcast, pardon me. But speaking of podcasts, we also have Kim Commando Explains, and that's where I do a deep dive on a particular topic. And the deep dive that we're doing this week is all about tech's impact on our bodies. We're talking about neck pain, muscle strain, even they have something, and it's real, the smartphone pinky syndrome. And we sit down with some tech writers about the impacts of technology on our bodies. And I actually did the interviews myself. It's just fascinating. And you can find our podcasts on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, TuneIn, as well as you can listen over at commando.com/podcast. But one of the podcasts that, wow, has just exploded, and thank you for this, over the last couple of months, it's our Daily Tech Update. And also our Digital Life Hack. Now, the Daily Tech Update and the Digital Life Hack, they're both 60 seconds. That's it. 60 seconds. Not 65, not 90 seconds. 60 seconds. And so the Daily Tech Update is every day I tell you, like, what's really happening behind the scenes in some type of tech news story, whether it's 5G, whether it's big tech, surveillance, what happens. And then also the Digital Life Hack are just that, these secrets. So, like, for example, you know, how you know if an AirTag's tracking you, or how do you really figure out the different ways that you can take screenshots, or what if you want to use a QR code to let people get on your wireless network, or what if you need a QR code for your business? So anyway, these are Digital Life Hacks. So the Daily Tech Update, the Digital Life Hack, get them wherever you get your podcast. And of course, if you do get the podcast, make sure that you always leave us a nice 5-star review, because that helps more people find our podcast. Levi in Chandler, Arizona. Hello there, Levi.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
What's going on?
Well, I'm looking for a GPS tracking system that I can have multiple GPS devices, and they can send their signal in real time to some kind of centralized device like a laptop or a computer, if you will.
And what do the GPS trackers do, and what's the purpose?
Yeah, so what we're going to be using them for is we do water ski racing. If you can imagine NASCAR driving around in a circle,
but wow,
boats and
that's
water
awesome.
Skis instead. So yeah, it's pretty fun stuff. And we need to be able to track like the maximum speed of each ski or each boat. You know, because we have speed limit classes, and if you go too fast, you're penalized and all that. So that's the gist of it.
That's, you know, what a great time that is. Where do you do that?
We do that mostly up in Parker, Arizona, on the Colorado River there.
Nice.
Or in Havasu.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's great. And then, so how many different skiers and boats do you need to track?
Usually around 15 at each time, you know, and we'd like the devices to be portable to put them from boat to boat, you know, if different people show up and that kind of thing.
There is, you know, it's funny that John is our IT genius, and John shot me over a link for something to do this. And then I was speaking to some folks that I know that do boat racing. They're like, yes, this is the solution that they're using as well over near Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles. The website is really easy. It's called Geo Racing. And with Geo Racing, you can, it's a real-time GPS race tracker. And so on your screen, you'll see like the patterns and the speed, and you can see who's number one, who's number two, who's number three. And so it looks almost like a video game when you see it, because you see everybody going around the circle and how fast are the different routes that the sailboats are taking or the yachts or whatever happened to be racing. But you could definitely use this for a water skier. I don't know how much it is. I'm sure it's not going to be like, you know, $50 a month, you know, type of thing.
Sure.
But if there's some big money in store and you guys are really into it, and sounds like you are, it would probably pay for itself after, you know, because then you really know what's going on and who's going too fast and who's trying to cheat and who's winning and good stuff like that. Again, the website is georacing.com. Again, that's georacing.com. And if you actually end up using this, I would love to talk to you afterwards, Levi, to let me know your personal experience, because as I said, it's being used on some sailboat racing outside Marina Del Rey, and then it's also being used, I checked their website myself, it's being used over in Europe for some races, and I think in Switzerland, and it looks like it's a really, really sweet solution. And thank you so much for your call. Hey, you want to stay right where you are, because coming right back, you know, there's always scams that I need to tell you about. This one, well, it's a COVID app of all things, so stay right where you are. It seems like every day there's yet another scam, another alert. And for the last 2 years, there's been no shortage, it seems like, of scams designed to trick us about the pandemic. So there's another COVID-related phishing scam that's making the rounds, and it could wind up infecting your computer with malware. The email is going to claim that you need to download this app that's going to provide stats about the spread of the Omicron variant. Instead, as I mentioned, malware gets installed. And then without your knowledge, without you doing anything, the malware is going to steal all the passwords saved in your browser, even your VPN details, and even your credit card information. So if you get an email that says, hey, you need to do this, and it always has a sense of urgency, do it right now, is just go ahead and delete it and warn your family members and friends. Do it. Stay right where you are. We have another hour of the show coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, do you need a change of scenery? Airbnb is looking for, they say, an adventurer who wants to move to Sicily for a year. That's right. And you get to live there completely rent-free. You're going to live in this beautiful three-story traditional home in a Sicilian village of Sambuca. Now, in return for living there rent-free, you're going to have to host one of the bedrooms on Airbnb, and you can decide which one. And then you get to keep all of the Airbnb host earnings over the course of your stay. Now, Sambuca, you might be saying, that sounds familiar. Well, it actually made headlines back in 2019. It was one of those villages that sold homes for just a dollar in a bid to entice people to move to the area and then, you know, combat the declining population. So people were buying these places for literally €1 or $1, depends which one they were selling it for at that particular time, and then getting this home and then transforming it. So now one of these beautiful homes, you can live there rent-free in a great part of town, because I checked it out. It's definitely not in the Spaghettos. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. Wow, could you imagine? Where, like, maybe 30 years ago, did you ever envision the life that you're leading right now with all of this technology around you? I certainly didn't. And it's called The Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find the show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a webcast, a podcast on demand, whenever you want to watch all 3 hours or just buzz through, catch a few past episodes and shows. You can do that, too, over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. I'm talking about the servicemen and women, of course, in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force, who help to protect our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is a way to join us once again. All right, this is part of the show where I like to tell you five things about consumer tech. This way it keeps you up to date maybe makes a difference on how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on. And over the past few weeks, there's been a TV commercial that has been just going like gangbusters. And it features people who were safe thanks to their Apple Watch. And there's plenty of stories where the Apple Watch is the hero. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is that there's another Apple product that has come to the rescue. A 60-year-old New Jersey woman told People magazine she's still alive thanks to her Apple AirPods. Yeah, her AirPods. Here's what happened. She designs flowers, and she was in her garage studio working on a 4-foot horseshoe wreath while listening to music. She stepped backward to look at the wreath, and then she tripped on a box, and she ended up hitting her head on a sharp metal pole. Yikes. So she's disoriented. She's on the floor, but she knows that she's losing a lot of blood, and there's nobody around. And then she realizes that her AirPods are in her ears, and she says, hey, I'm not going to say S-I-R-I, called 911. And she was quickly connected with an emergency dispatcher, stayed on the line, paramedics, police arrived. She had a concussion, and she needed 7 staples for the wound. But she said she never would have been able to call for help had she not been wearing her AirPods. Now, over at Commando.com, take a moment right now and just make sure that your iPhone and your AirPods are set up to call for help, and your Apple Watch, too, while you're at it. Number 2 on our list, Amazon's getting fashionable. All right, Amazon now has these retail locations, right? Whole Foods, Amazon Go. Now, this is interesting to me. It's popping up in Los Angeles. It's called Amazon Style. Of course, if it's in LA, it's going to be other places in no time at all. It's not like, say, JCPenney. On the clothes racks, there'll be QR codes that you scan with your phone for details like available sizes, colors, and you can also look at customer ratings. How smart is that? When you want to try something on, this is even better, okay? You tap a button, and what you want to try on is sent to a fitting room just for you. I mean, how many times have you walked around stores holding piles of clothes looking for somebody to unlock the fitting room door with a key? Yes, raise your hand. I have too. In the fitting rooms, there's Amazon touchscreens that you can request additional items like, oh, you know, I need this in another size. Or you can actually pay for what you want to get. And if you don't feel like paying there, it has Amazon One Tech that lets you purchase items by waving your palm over a digital reader. This is setting the retail marketplace on fire. I mean, could you imagine if you owned a store and you're trying to compete against this? I mean, a lot of these digital features are just amazing. But some of these stores, I bet you they're just going to be too close-minded. Okay. Number 3, check your streaming costs. Started in 2007. That's when consumers fed up with cable and satellites, arrogance, prices, bad customer service. They said, you know what, forget it. We don't need you. Okay, we're going to go streaming. We're cutting the cord, but it's backfiring. Cord cutting is really not true because nobody really cut the cord. We just got rid of cable and satellite TV. The cord's still there. And at one time, all these streaming services are finding their ways into our homes, but the prices keep going up. Netflix last week once again raised their fees. The basic plan went up $1 to $10 a month. The standard plan now costs $15.50, and the premium plan got a $2 hike and now costs $20 a month. And Netflix says, well, we have to raise the prices because we're making all these new shows. But let's face it, Netflix really doesn't have any more growth ahead of it, right? I mean, how many more people can they get to subscribe to Netflix? And then we also have Prime TV is now $13 a month. Disney Plus with Hulu and ESPN thrown in for another $13. And that's not the end of it. You have Apple TV Plus at $5. You can buy or rent movies individually if you want. There's HBO Max, CBS's Paramount Plus, NBC's Peacock, each with a cost. And if you start adding up all your streaming costs, you might find that, yeah, you cut the cable, but you really didn't save any money. Number 4, nothing in life is free. Just ask Google. If you've been using a certain type of free Google account, you have to listen up. You're going to have to start paying for it if you don't want it shut down. Back in 2006, Google Apps for Business and schools were introduced. You had custom domains for use with Gmail, which means you could set up a Gmail email address that ended in your domain instead of gmail.com. Well, it was a huge hit because it was free. Guess what? Google saying, Sorry, I'm not going to be free anymore after May 1st. We've got a lot of details but about this over on the website. But July 1st, you're going to start paying for one of the business plans. And so you're never going to go back to a simple Gmail account again. Some users are going to be $6 a month, $18 a month. And make no mistake, Google makes plenty of money from us with those free accounts, thanks to all the data collection, which is just never enough. Number five, this is just a crazy story, and I think you'll like it. Because if you have a dog, you know, sometimes you always get worried that they're going to go out, they're going to get lost. And that's what happened to a Jack Russell mix by the name of Millie. Found the way out of her leash, she disappeared from her home near Portsmouth in the UK. Now, for 2 days, Millie's owner searched and searched and searched. They had volunteers. They had the area Coast Guard trying to search for Millie. But she was spotted on a mud flat, of all things, which is the muddy part of land uncovered by low tide. That close to shore, though, one wrong move, Millie could be swept away by the ocean. So the rescue workers, they did what they could to try to get Millie to move closer to land without any success. And then one of the rescue workers says, I have a great idea. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tie a sausage to a drone. That's right. And dangle it close enough to Millie so she'll follow the sausage. And it worked pretty well. The sausage-equipped drone was able to lure Millie away from the most dangerous area as the tide continued to rise. But Millie, my gosh, managed to grab hold of some of the sausage, nearly bringing the drone down in the process. And so more sausage wasn't a way to get her back to safety. She kept managing to escape. So 4 days after the search, she was spotted again. But luckily this time, she spotted her family members, and she just ran straight to them, and she's at home, safe and sound, no doubt, dreaming of sausages dangling in the sky, but hopefully not German sausages, because they're the worst. All right, still to come this hour, some things that your smart TV can do that you never thought of before. And let me tell you, brand new or not true is coming up, and you don't want to miss this week and all the phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you haven't already, for exclusive links, exclusive videos, and exclusive content you're not going to find here on the show or on the website, I want you to sign up for the current newsletter. That's right. It's our newsletter that comes out twice a week. Again, there's stuff in the current you don't see any place else because this whole wide world of tech is so huge, we just can't squeeze it in every place. So that's why I want you to sign up for The Current. There's no ads. It's absolutely free. You can see a sample, and you can sign up right now. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, but I don't think you ever will. And head over to this website, getthecurrent.com. Once again, you want to go to getthecurrent.com, getthecurrent.com. And how about we start this hour with Aubrey in El Paso, Texas. Hi there, Aubrey.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to start by saying I really enjoy your show. It's always been very informative for me, and just wanted to get that out there.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of you. I appreciate your kind words.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm deploying to South Korea in the end of February, and I was looking for I'm trying to avoid buying two phones, having a phone there and a phone here. I was wondering if there's a good option that I can have just one phone and buy like an international SIM card.
Absolutely. Well, how long are you going to be in South Korea, do you think?
Probably about 3 months, give or take.
Okay. All right. So, you know, what's really great is that the way that the phones are operating now is that with, you know, it's not like it used to be 5 years ago where you'd be like, okay, well, now what do I do? Because I got to buy a new phone or rent one or whatever it may be. Is that the only thing that we want to keep careful of is in South Korea, the phones have to use the 2100 megahertz band. Okay. So when you're looking at various phones, let me tell you what this means to you. When you look at the hardware's, when you look at the hardware specs for the phone, is that you want to make sure that it says tri-band or quad band. Okay. So whatever phone you look at, whether it's LG, Motorola, Samsung, you know, just make sure that it's tri-band or quad-band. Now, when you get to Korea, there are three different wireless providers. You've got SK Telecom, which is South Korea. You got KT and LG U+. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to be up to you to decide which one would be the best. But from what I've heard is that LG U Plus seems to be the one that a lot of people are gravitating towards in South Korea. So you can buy an unlocked phone here in the United States, and then you can buy a SIM card at the PX. Or what's really interesting is that you can buy now the SIM cards. And so when you land in Seoul, is that you can actually pick it up at the airport. And so you have already paid for it and all that other good stuff. And so the cost is, I believe, you know, for a data, basic data package for 30 days at a time, it's about $50 or $60 US dollars a month. But, you know, you might just want to ask somebody else who has been there. I don't know if you know anybody who has come back to see what kind of deals that you could get at the PX, because, you know, quite often that's where you may be able to find something that, you know, that may be cheaper over there or here, you know what I mean? Instead of just going going to the carrier. And I'm not privy to those deals, but because you're getting deployed, and thank you for your service, Aubrey. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Thank you.
Because it's, you know, it's not just you being deployed, it's your whole family, right? I mean,
exactly.
And so where are you going to go after South Korea, do you think?
I am actually coming back early for school. I'm going to be going to pilot school.
Are you?
So I'm
changing my
entire career path. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And my family's obviously happy I'm not going to be there for the full 9 months. So.
Oh, wow. That's you know what? Congratulations. I'm so excited for you to be a pilot.
Thank you.
You know what? It's such a kick in the pants to be able to fly a plane. It really is. And as you know, I'm a big aviation buff, and congratulations to you, and best of luck to you, Aubrey. Hey, keep in touch, will you? Because I want to hear from you, especially as you keep going through school. And again, thank you for your call. All right, here's the deal. Brand New or Not True is coming up, and this week is especially difficult. So if you haven't had your coffee yet, make sure you go get a cup before we come right back with Brand New or Not True. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and this week is brought to you by Epson. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I'm a self-made business owner. And let me tell you, I have learned so many lessons along the way, expensive lessons. And I do know that every dollar counts when you're building a business. So I always find myself recommending the Epson EcoTank Pro. You know, most entrepreneurs, they don't know that there's an alternative to laser printers and those pricey toner cartridges. The Epson EcoTank Pro uses big ink tanks. And let me tell you, it just comes with a ridiculous amount of ink. So you can print in high volume and never swipe your business card for expensive toner cartridges ever again. The EcoTank Pro gives you these vibrant, beautiful prints for all of your dynamic assets that your business needs. You can add as many colors to that deck as you want. Just let loose. Don't worry about it. Get top quality color prints and never be at the mercy of another expensive toner cartridges again. It's just that simple. The Epson EcoTank Pro. Just fill and chill. You can pick up your EcoTank Pro at Best Buy, Office Depot, Office Max Staples, or just visit Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right. Time now for Brand New or Not True. It is America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along at home, and it's up to you to guess which is the real product, because I present you, the home listener, and a special guest contestant, three tech products. Now, two of the products are completely fake. I made them up. They don't exist. But one of the products is a new product. It's an exciting product that's coming to market, or it's on the market, and you could go out and pre-order it, or you could buy it right now. Now, you'll notice that no product names are given during Brand New or Not True, and there's a simple reason for that. Some of you cheat. That's right. When I start giving out product names, you'd be sitting there Googling, and you know. So I found that to make it fair for everyone and to make it as competitive as can be, and if you are inside the Commando community, we want you to play along with us as always, is that we don't give out product names. I just describe the products. Now, as always, we have a special guest contestant. If you'd like to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, it's very simple. Just head over to the website and commando.com and then hit the button that says email Kim, and then just tell us in the body of the message that you'd like to be on Brand New or Not True. Because if you are on Brand New or Not True and you win, you get the much coveted. People are begging for them. The fanny pack. That's right. You get an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. And so Adrian, you're joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. What do you do there in Atlanta?
I'm a remote project manager.
Excellent. Okay, so you're kind of a techie person, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So, all right. I was thinking, okay, well, she's working remote. She's got like four monitors set up, right?
You've got. I have two. I do have two.
All right, so you got two. Okay, so brand new or not true. So remember, two products are fake and one is completely real. Are you ready to play?
All right.
Okay, product number one. Have you ever wanted to play the ukulele? Ever? Now, mastering the ukulele is now more fun than having umbrella drinks on that Maui vacation. Using modern technology is making one of the world's best loved instruments, making learning fast, fun, and simple. You just follow along as LEDs guide you the perfect chords, showing your fingers exactly where to go next. But this is not just your run-of-the-mill smart ukulele. This one's made of wood, but there are smart lights strategically placed in the center. So when you're playing, you can also have a light show. So, for example, on your ukulele, if you play Over the Rainbow, a rainbow looks like it's coming out of the center of the ukulele. So this way, after you become proficient on the ukulele, if somebody says, "Hey, Adrian, do you play a musical instrument?" You can say, "I play a little guitar." $179. Okay, product number two. Did you know that cowboy boots are the Gen Zers' new favorite trend? Did you know this? TikTok is filled with videos. That's right. Just how to style the trend, which cowboy boots that are available on Amazon are the best ones. TikToker Lauren Wolf, 530,000 followers on TikTok. One of her most popular videos, over 325,000 views, she says, this is a quote, "If there's one thing that I own that people will compliment me on the street or ask where I got them, they're always my cowboy boots." So it makes sense that we now have smart cowboy boots. That's right. When it's time to take a vid, at the front of the boot, there's a perfectly measured garage slot for you to put your phone in. Once the phone is inside that garage slot, you can lift your foot up to the perfect height, and then you can take a photo, you can take a video, you can set a timer. But seriously, people who use these smart cowboy boots to take a photo or vid really need to take a good look at themselves. The cowboy boots start at $129. And finally, product number three. Just because you can play a musical instrument doesn't mean that you can sing. That's me. For the vocally challenged musicians, a new digital keyboard has a built-in vocal synthesizer. So now you can play a voice just the way you play notes. It comes with 100 of these lyric tones based on phrases from popular songs, and you can add another 50. And so basically, you just put together the voices as you would the music. And it doesn't have any legato, which is a term used to describe direct transitions from note to note without any silence in between. So you get 22 different vocalist types, robotic-like talk boxes, large choirs, to quiet whispers, $680. So, well, it's a tough one this week. I told you. So number, product number one is the smart ukulele. Number two are the smart cowboy boots. Or product number three is the smart singing piano. So which product is the real product, Adrian?
I'm going to go with the smart singing piano.
Are you sure?
Final answer.
Final answer. Okay, Adrian, for now, this is for the big win. This is for the official Kim Komando Show fanny pack valued at $24.99. What do the judges say? That's right. Let's take a listen.
Transload your lyrical playback based on the rhythm that you provided in the Lyric Creator app.
That's right. It's from Casio. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, so it's $680 from Casio, brand new piano.
Wow.
That sings has been announced. And, you know, what's the difference between a piano, a fish, and a bucket of glue? Do you know that, Adrian? Anyone?
No.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. So how can I help you?
Well, I did send in a question. I was curious about the safety of your data on some of these wellness trackers. My employer has been asking some of the employees to upload vaccination status into a wellness software so they can track who's vaccinated.
But aren't you working from home?
I am. Yep. I have two coworkers. They both have four legs.
Okay. I can't, you know, there's a lot of politics going on right here, but we're not going to go there. Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm not really sure, but you know, so they have these, they call them wellness systems. There's several out there.
Yes.
And where you do upload a lot of personal confidential information, and they say that the encryption is better than your bank encryption and all that other happy stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. But the reality is that once a database becomes available on the internet or goes on the internet, I mean, it seems like, Adrian, every other day there's a hack, right? I mean,
right.
So I would hope that because they're dealing with medical information, that it's also HIPAA compliant and the data mm-hmm. is protected. But I think we'd all be foolish to think just because they say that the data is there, it's never going to be somehow compromised.
Right. They did mention it was HIPAA compliant.
Okay. Well, you know, if it's HIPAA compliant, it does mm-hmm. have to go through a little bit more gyration. So that makes me feel a little bit better. I mean, you know, you can use a VPN, but then, you know, it's once it gets into their database, it doesn't matter, right? It's just, it's
right.
there. So,
right.
But if it's HIPAA compliant, I think it's probably okay. I would do a Google search on the company's name just to, on the wellness system, just to, and with the word review, and mm-hmm. see if there's any type of data breaches that have already existed. And maybe bring that to managers, you know, your management's attention if they hadn't already noticed it. But is this a requirement right. for you to stay employed with them? I'm just curious.
Well, it's kind of changing daily, actually. So originally it started out as all employees. But actually, as of this morning, they're pulling the remote. So it's not going to be required for the remote. But it will be required for folks that are on the field because they say it is to be able to identify those that are vaccinated for clients that are requesting that information.
You know, and then if the client is required, then they need to know. I mean, if they're going to say, because I will tell you that, you know, when my mother was sick, I did require any caregiver that came in to help be vaccinated.
Right. Okay.
And I... You know, believe it or not, I thought that they were vaccinated until somebody said, oh, I'm not. I'm like, wait a minute. You're not vaccinated and you're around an 82-year-old woman with cancer? Really? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. And so I put the requirement after that everybody who came in to her home, that they had to be vaccinated. But now I'm glad that you don't have to submit it because it didn't make a lot of sense to me. If you're working remote, why do they need to track? You know, but so they changed the policy. And that's the thing with when we start looking even at all the policies that we've had here at the studios and different policies that we've heard in the government. I mean, everything changes, it seems like, on a daily basis, because as we learn more about the virus and we learn more about how it operates, then we can make our decisions accordingly, because knowledge, of course, is power. Adrian, thanks for being a great contestant. And yes, in a Kim Komando Show official fanny pack is on its way to you in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And it's time now for our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by GoodRx. All right. So let me ask you a question. What's the best savings that you can get? 20%, 25%, 50%, 80%. What if it was 100%? Ooh. That got your attention, didn't it? Because on the internet, they have these buy nothing groups. I don't know if you've heard about this, buy nothing groups. And it was all part of the Buy Nothing Project. So no matter where you're located, it's spread throughout the globe. A few ways to get started. You download the app on iOS or Android, and then you join with a Gmail account. And then you can upload photos and videos to show what you have to give away through the app. It's free to use, but it has ads. You can also head over to Facebook, Nextdoor, or whatever your favorite social media platform is. And sometimes they're on Reddit, Discord, or Slack. But you'll have a lot of luck with these buy nothing groups on Facebook or Nextdoor. So here's how you find it. Wherever you go, is that you want to search for buy nothing, that phrase, buy nothing, along with your town, zip code, city, whatever it is. And then when you're in the group, there are three types of posts. Okay. Number one are gifting posts. That's when someone posts items that they want to give away. This can be furniture, books, food, kitchen gadgets. If you're interested, you just leave a comment. There are asking posts. This is when people need things. Maybe baby clothes that you're looking for. You need a refrigerator or an old washer, dryer, whatever it may be. And then there's also gratitude posts. I love these. This is when somebody posts a vid or they post a photo of what they got for free and how they're really using it. So in case you want to check out these buy nothing groups, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show and hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls, and still to come, a USB drive. You have to be really careful about them here on the Kim Komando Show. Philip in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi there, Philip.
Well, I was reaching out for some information. I was going through some old photographs and negatives, and I was thinking, how in the world can I save these for preservation? Hard drive or, you know, extended storage. And I've looked at several things on Amazon here and there, and I was wanting to get your feedback on it.
So what do you have? You have slides and negatives, or what is it that you are looking at?
Yes, ma'am. 35 millimeter slides, okay. 110 negatives, 35 millimeter film as well.
Okay. All right. You know, there are places you can send it all off to, but they get pretty pricey. So
yes.
If you want to do it by yourself, and I'll send you a link to this so you can take a look at it, is that for your slides, that Kodak makes something that's it's relatively inexpensive, about $125. And it works with 35 millimeter, 110, Super 8, film negative slides, what have you. And it also has some film adapters, so it's going to take care of those old negatives that you might have. But, you know, one of the things that an easy breezy way, if you still have the projector for those 35 millimeter slides, is that?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you don't? Okay. All right. Well, I was going to say, if you still happen to have the projector, you can set up the projector with a white sheet or a screen and then start, and you can put a camera on a tripod and you can, or your phone on a tripod, then you can just take picture after picture after picture after picture. And that's why, believe it or not, on eBay, if you had something to sell, it would be this 35 millimeter slide projector, because people buy them. They use them for exactly this purpose. So you might want to look at that, Philip, just to see how many that you have. And then after they're done using it, they put it back on eBay and they sell it, the projector, for just about what they paid for it with shipping, because somebody else in the universe still has a lot of these slides. So I'm going to post a link to this Kodak mini digital film and slide scanner over at Komando.com inside the Komando community. And thanks for your call today, Philip. Coming right back, I have an alert about USB drives you need to know. All right, if you ever see a USB drive laying on the street, don't pick it up and put it in your computer. If you're getting a USB drive suddenly mailed to you, don't put it in your computer. Big FBI warning about how it's just loaded down with malware. So you don't get nothing for nothing, right? Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, big news for Tesla Model 3 and Y owners in Alaska and Canada. Yeah, they're all saying that their car heaters have just stopped working. That's right. A firmware update and corroded pumps are forcing them to drive in unheated cars when the temperature outside is like negative 40 degrees. And Elon Musk says, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to push down an update. Until then, you know, just wear some extra layers when you're in your Tesla. I don't know about that. Hey, did you know that Tesla has started producing an anti-COVID device? Yes, that's right. It's called the Elon Mask. Hey, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. That's right. It's called the Kim Komando Show because I'm America's beloved digital goddess. That's right. It's America's most trusted show and the largest show. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, all 3 hours, wherever you want to get, as well as some past episodes over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation and listening to the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions that I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, where things are headed. And I'm sure you know the name John Deere, founded way back in the year 1837. They've manufactured all kinds of machinery all over different generations. But of course, we all know John Deere for those, yes, the tractors. Now, after 185 years in the business, this is a big milestone for John Deere. They unveiled a fully autonomous tractor. That's right. This isn't just a self-steering tractor. No, John Deere's been making them for a quarter of a century, about 25 years. This tractor can be controlled on a smartphone. Isn't that amazing? Including the ability to plot where it's going to plow. It has all the bells and whistles. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, six cameras, 360-degree obstacle detection, and a lot more. Now, it didn't go in all electric. It still runs on traditional diesel. It's going to be released sometime later this year, and it's going to cost more than the non-autonomous tractors, which start at $300,000. Just think of the opportunity for a future country song, will you? I mean, where the farmer gets left by his autonomous tractor. And he loved that tractor. But the tractor didn't even leave a John Deere letter. Thank you. Number two, your new server will be with you shortly. If you walk into a restaurant right now, a lot of them, you see help wanted signs. And blame it on a few reasons. You got mass layoffs at the start of the pandemic. Restaurants started closing. When they finally reopened, a lot of the former workers said, you know, kind of done with the service industry and found something else. So enter the robots. For years, we've had fast food restaurants testing machines like Flippy. Flippy cooks burgers and fries. And others bring food right to your table. But LG makes a semi-autonomous machine called the Clo-i ServBot. It's designed not only to work in restaurants, but also hotel and retail stores. Now, it's not new, but it will be new to the United States. If you head to a restaurant later this year, you just might have Clo-i as your server. Now, what does the robot have? Here's the deal. It has a 3D camera, LiDAR, and sensors that help it not run into people and obstacles. Right up front, there's a 9-inch touchscreen that can be used to put in your orders and on the robot's face. It can carry up to 66 pounds of food. Wow. And last 11 hours on a single charge. It may not have much of a personality, but let me tell you about this LG robot. It puts food on the table. Number three, 700 gigapixel photo? What? That's right. Getting close to look at a painting can be very difficult, especially if you're not there. At a museum in Amsterdam, Rembrandt's famous The Night Watch painting is on display. Now, get this, it's also the focus of a research and restoration project called Operation Night Watch. Now, here's the reason why I bring it up. As part of the project, a detailed scan was taken of the painting made up of, listen to this, 8,500 individual photos. Oh, my gosh. And then once those photos were pieced together with AI, it comes out to be a whopping 717 gigapixel image. It's not going to fit on your computer. So let me put this into perspective. One standard pixel is smaller than a human red blood cell. One gigapixel equals 1 billion pixels. So you have to do the math. 717 billion pixels. Jeez. File size is 5.6 terabytes. The museum says it's the largest, most detailed photograph ever taken of any artwork, and I believe them. And you can actually check it out on the museum's website. Again, it's the museum in Amsterdam, Rembrandt's famous The Night Watch. We have a link to it over at commando.com. If you're not doing anything and you're scrolling around on social media, just take a moment and zoom in on this photo. It is phenomenal. The level of detail is just truly amazing. And when you get a closer look, it makes you wonder why about the quality of some of the paint that was actually used. But you really shouldn't blame Rembrandt for not buying expensive art supplies because he was Baroque. Number four, now getting hit by a robot won't be so bad. About 4 years ago, the self-driving electric bot from California-based Nuro hit the scene. Looks like this tiny minivan, and it's actually been used to drop off orders around college campuses and small towns and cities or certain areas for like Kroger, Domino's, Pizza, Walmart, CVS, FedEx, 7-Eleven, that type of thing. Now it's in its third generation, and they have found that the first two versions needed something that it didn't have that we're going to put this on the third version. So listen to this. It has cameras, LiDAR, radar, 360-degree sensors, holds twice the control of the cargo. It's now climate-controlled compartments. But this is what's unique. Now, remember, this wasn't on the first version, the second version, but now it's on the third version. On the front is a massive airbag. Who knew? That's right. I guess this thing was running into people or people were running into it. It's doing 25 miles per hour. So picture this. You're walking down the street only to turn and notice you're about to be hit by this little vehicle that looks like an inflatable mattress was strapped to the front of it. And unless it's made from memory foam, I don't think it's going to make a good first impression. And finally, number five, a charger that's like earmuffs for your phone. So no matter what big tech says, we all have that experience where it's happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to you, where you say, you know, to your family members, I think I'd like to go hiking with my friend Anita in Patagonia for 10 days. Okay. And never looked up Patagonia, never thought of Patagonia, never had a conversation about Patagonia. But when I went upstairs, got on my iMac, what did I see? Yes. Ads for Patagonia. So your smart speaker is pretty easy to disable to press the button. Turn it off. But one company has released a very clever product called the Poseio Cradle. Here's what it is. It's a wireless charging dock with a design that goes all around your smartphone, okay? And their technology, they say, prevents the microphone from listening. So the Cradle uses, here's how it works, a sub-audible sound that blocks your smartphone from eavesdropping. And it's a sound that your pets can't hear either. So think of it how like noise-canceling headphones filter out the sound around you. It's kind of the same idea. And at any time, you can say Poseio Stop, which cancels the blocking mode for about 30 seconds. The Cradle comes in black or white, but, wow, how much? $120. Privacy doesn't come cheap. All right, true or false? Let me ask you this question. Someone can see, and they will know if you've actually looked at his or her Facebook profile. So you wanted to see what an old high school flame looked like or college sweetheart. And so you went on, well, they know if you actually were like secretly looking to see what they look like. All right, I know. You probably did it. So I'm going to tell you true or false what that answer is. And of course, we have all of your phone calls still to come this hour of this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch 1, 2, or all 3 hours as a webcast, as a podcast, but you have to do it at one place. That's over at getkim.com, getkim.com. Gil in Prescott, Arizona, you're first on board this hour. Hello there, Gil.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for your call today. What's going on?
Well, I was curious about using an Echo to drop in on seniors in senior living facilities.
Okay.
My wife is in one. She's in a memory care. And a regular phone just doesn't work for some of the seniors. And I also have a brother-in-law who's in need of a phone, and he can't operate one either. So my thought was, why couldn't I put a little Echo Dot in the room and just do a drop-in, and he wouldn't have to answer, correct? He would just hear the voice and start talking.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Would that work?
The drop-in is pretty amazing. If you have different options. You have the Echo Dot, which, you know, is the most least inexpensive. They're like $20, right? Then you have the shows. They have a 5-inch, 8-inch, or I think a 10.1-inch now, where you can actually have a video call, too. And if there was the video screen on your Echo and the other person's Echo, is that that's what's nice is that you can see what's going on in the room and they can see you as well. And so without having to do anything, you could just say, drop in on my lovely wife. And then her gives 10 seconds for that screen to appear. And then you'll be able to see her. And then she'll be able to see you accordingly.
I understand. Yeah. I don't know if that would work in her case because she gets confused about where the sound is coming from.
Okay.
And same with my brother-in-law. They're both in wheelchairs, so many times they can't even get to a device like that.
Well, you know,
so just the sound would be the important thing.
Okay. Well, you know what? They wouldn't have to touch anything, just to let you know.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. They don't have to do anything. And especially with the Echo Dot, they don't have to do anything either. And that's one of the really beautiful things about this solution is that for somebody who is unable to pick up, or for whatever the reason, you know, is bed bound or, you know, can't get out of it, you know, they don't have to go jump to try to answer a phone. It's just it's just there. In addition to that, especially also on the Echo Dot, one of the things that you also might want to do is that, aside from dropping in, is that you can set certain music, some playlists for either one of them. And so if there were certain music that they liked, you know, music as a therapy is phenomenal, right? That could be where you put together a playlist, and you can also schedule it to work at certain times of the day. And you know, they run off of a power cord, but what's really cool is that now they, you can actually put them on a, like a charging station, and they will run off of a battery. And so
That's what I was wondering, if it would be possible to, say, attach one to the back of the wheelchair and and have it portable without having to plug into the receptacle.
Yeah, it just, you know, you just keep in mind that, you know, the battery's going to wear down. You have to charge it up from time to time. But, you know, and so that's the only downside to that. But it's not a major downside. So, you know, when the caregiver gets, you know, done or whatever, they can just take that off and plop it into the, you know, a plug, and then that would be it. And then they can take it with them wherever they want to go. You know, so there are these third party base charges, but. This whole Amazon Echo solution that they've come up with, as far as, you might want to look at the whole solution, is what I'm saying. As far as, even though they are in facilities, that, you know, your loved ones are in facilities, is that they have other ways. And so, you know, if your brother-in-law needed help, I mean, he could say, you know, I don't want to say it out loud because then everybody's dots will turn on, but he can use, you know, he can use the wake word and say, you know, call for help or whatever it is. And
That's a real problem with some of these seniors, and especially with the Alzheimer's patients.
Yeah,
or residents. They just don't think that way.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Wouldn't. Yeah. They don't even know what to ask for if they have an emergency.
Yeah,
that's just sad. But what really helps is just being able to communicate with them. And because of COVID, most of the relatives now can't even go into these facilities. So if they can't call either, because the resident can't answer the phone. So I thought, this has got to be a simple solution.
Oh, no, it's a great solution. I'll give you some links to some of the battery bases so you can check them out, Gil. And just for giggles, look at, I'm going to give you a link to the whole thing that Amazon announced as far as with caregivers, just in case there's something else that you could use. And if you're listening right now and you're a caregiver, it's definitely worth checking out as well. And I'll post the links over inside the Q&A forum. And Gil, again, thank you for the call, and best wishes to your family. True or false, can someone see if you actually looked at their profile? The answer is false. That's right. No, they won't know unless, of course, you ever clicked a like on any of their pics. We got more information about that over on the website. And you want to stay right where you are, because coming up next, Ali Seligman, our amazing content queen, is joining us and telling us all the places we can make money online. You know, we just talked about whether or not somebody could actually be notified if you looked at their Facebook profile. But how do you know if somebody has actually read a text? Well, that answer is coming up. But first, joining us here on the show is Ali Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Commando.com. And so, Ali, all I see are you have interesting ways to make money from home this year.
Absolutely. Yes. I think money is on all of our minds when a new year comes. And you know, I think a lot of the things people used to do to make some extra bucks, like maybe you did Uber driving every now and then. Well, in a pandemic, you're probably not wanting to do that. And so I put on my thinking cap, went looking for some interesting ways you can make some extra cash.
Okay. First up,
we are going to start with one that I have always thought sounds really fun, being a mystery shopper. This one is basically you get an assignment and you go to some kind of retailer or a restaurant, fast food place, whatever. And you get a list of, here's what we need you to do. Here's what you need to remember. And they pay for the purchase, reimburse you for that. And then you get some kind of flat fee.
Okay. I did that. Did I ever tell you that I did that? No, I did.
No.
Because I wanted to see how it worked. And so I actually set up an account with TaskRabbit.
Oh my
gosh. And this thing came up and said, like, you know, you're at 44th Street in Indian School, and we want you to go into Walgreens and take a picture of like this, the soap detergent. And so I'm like, okay. So I go into Walgreens and I take the picture of the soap detergent and submitted it. And I made like $12. I was like, oh, okay. It was all right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Some of these. So one of the big companies that does this, it's called Bestmark. They have like 600,000 mystery shoppers. And yeah, some of the gigs don't pay a lot, but they say if you do this consistently part-time, you can easily make an extra $5,000 or $10,000 a year.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should fire up the app again.
Okay. There you go. All right. Next on the list, you can babysit people's pets. People pay a lot of money for this. I looked, and on average across the country, it's $25 to $30 an hour.
Wow.
So maybe you know people with pets and you want to start that way, just word of mouth, you know, post in your neighborhood, maybe on Nextdoor, or you could try to get into one of the services like WAG or something like that. Which reminds me, I am going to be saying some company names throughout this. Don't feel like you need to remember them all, because we are going to have a full list up on commando.com where you can get direct links and all that if you're interested in any of these.
Can I tell you a funny story about pet sitting?
This is
also another one. So, you know, we went to New York after Christmas and the pet hotel was full. So we went to, it was like the last minute, and I'm sure it was price gouging. And so we went to a pet hotel, and it was for 4 nights. That's what we need to put Abby in there for, 4 days and 4 nights. And so we go to pick up Abby, and, you know, Barry didn't check costs or anything. And it was like $150 a night.
Whoa.
For the dog. Okay. So Ian is standing there and the lady says, I'm like, how did it get to be so much? She's like, it's $150 a night. I'm like, for the dog? And she's like, yeah. And Ian looks at me and goes, not for nothing. When I had to move out of my apartment in Los Angeles, you told me I couldn't spend over $125 a night for a hotel room.
And that's what I was thinking. That's more than that's like a fancy hotel room rate.
It is. Isn't that crazy? Okay. So PetSuit. Oh, I love this next one on your list. I've wanted to do this. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, the list might have changed a little bit. Which one do you have?
I have online jury member.
Oh, this one's really cool. Okay. The big site for this is eJury. And basically the rates are, you can get paid generally around $20 to $60 to evaluate a court case. So basically your job is to help the lawyers on either side decide, okay, are we on the right track with this? How are people going to respond? Depending on how complex the case is, that kind of changes the rate. So in general, if it's going to take more time, you're going to get paid more. But they shouldn't take more than an hour to complete the whole one. This is one I want to try too. I think it'd be fun.
We should do it. We should do it together. That'd be fun. Okay, next
up. We should. Dog walker. I read this completely fascinating story in The Hustle. This guy in New York, his name is Ryan Stewart, and he is like the quintessential professional dog walker. He's the guy you see out there with, you know, 6 dogs in each hand. And this guy is making, I kid you not, $100,000 a year.
No way. Dogs. No way.
Yes, he is. He sure is. Now, you're probably not going to make that much money because he's in New York, where people are willing to pay a ton of money. And he has been doing this for decades at this point. And so he has such a loyal following willing to pay for it. But still, you can make a good amount doing this. I looked up the national average, $15 an hour. Which is not bad if you're doing this part-time and you just want to get out and take a walk.
Absolutely.
You can do it with somebody's dog. And then depending on weather, where you live, you can actually make more. Here in Arizona, the average is higher, $19 an hour, because it's so hot.
Right? I was going to say, it's 100 degrees out. Do I really want to walk the dog? Really? No.
All right. Another one that can actually make you some good money is transcribing audio. This is generally paid out in hourly rates. And you would think, right, because there are AI services that do this, you don't need it anymore. No, there are actually things where they want real people to transcribe the audio. You're usually going to get paid out in transcribed hours. So, you know, it's not just the hour you're working. It's the audio you deliver. Hourly, the rates there, we're looking at like 10 to up to $36 an hour, which is not bad. There's a site called Rev that seems to pay better. They go up to $66 an hour.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic.
It really is. Another one I think sounds really fun is testing products. There's a company called User Testing. And basically, you fill out a questionnaire and they see, okay, does this person line up demographic-wise? Do we want them on our team? If they do, they will pay you $10 to film a little 20-minute video explaining your, you know, time with the product, what you thought of it, all that stuff. It's not for, you know, posting online or anything like that. It's just so that they can get your true feelings on it. And then if they ask you to do an interview about the product, they'll pay you $120. Oh, that's wow. Not bad.
That's pretty good. That's great.
All right. What about one where you don't really have to do any work? Have you seen those cars driving around that are all wrapped up in advertisements?
Yes, I have. Or I noticed even now, like there's one on the top of the car too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you know, like we see on taxi cabs in New York or something like that, but these are like regular cars.
Exactly. The warning here is there are a lot of scam sites and scams around car wrapping because people think, oh yeah, that's an easy way to make money. And so you could end up on a site where they're just trying to get one over on you. Some of the big ones, Cardvertise and Wrapify. I didn't realize how much dang money you can make with these things. Roughly, depending on the size of your car, how much you drive, where you are, $100 to $450 a month.
Wow, that's like a car payment. That's fabulous.
It really is. Yeah, you could pay for your car. You just have to, you know, warn all your friends and family. I'm driving here in a mobile advertisement.
You know, it would be like, you know, speaking of Ian, I always teased him when he was growing up that if he, you know, didn't get good grades, that I was going to wrap his car like the Truly Nolan, like the bug car.
That's great. That's a good one. Okay. This is not one that you can do over and over again, but it is an option that I felt like I needed to present. You can sell your hair.
Oh,
it sounds weird, right? But human hair is a hot commodity because it's used in high quality wigs. So a few things to remember. You need thick, healthy hair. It should be what's called virgin hair, which means it hasn't been dyed or permed or anything. So I'm out. You know, I can't do this. And it should be 10 inches or longer.
Wow.
If you have red hair, you're going to make more because it's more rare, right? They're looking for red hair. I actually found a calculator that tells you how much your hair is worth. I did it.
Of course you have. So now, for everybody who can't see, okay, Allie is beautiful and she has, you know, I've watched your hair grow over the last couple of years. I mean, it used to be like, you know, down to your shoulders and then it got a little bit longer and it's beautiful, thick, healthy, great, beautiful hair. It is, Allie. Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
So when you went to the hair selling calculator, which now I know there's one that exists, how much is your hair worth?
Okay. I have 15 inches of hair and this hair is worth $234.
Oh, I thought it'd be worth more.
It would be if I haven't, you know, dyed my hair my whole life. So if your hair is treated, it's going to be worth so much less. If you are one of those magical people that has never colored your hair, good for you. Maybe you can sell it. All right. Another one that is certainly out of the box, but you can make a surprising amount of money is called Rent a Friend. You can sell your friendship.
No, so wait, what?
Yes, you can join people for basically whatever kind of activity they want. Maybe it's just somebody who wants somebody to hang out with. Maybe they're going to do something that they're nervous about and they need a friend there. There are all kinds of things. You can specify what you're willing to do. There's nothing weird on there. Don't worry. And Rent-A-Friend says that some of their members doing this kind of full time make over $2,000 a week.
Okay. And now I've done this. Like I remember once many years ago, I was having dinner with my parents and I was dating somebody who I knew that they probably wouldn't like, you know, it was a little bit on the edge. And so I called up my friend Bill and I said, listen, would you be my date for the night? Okay. And so I've known Bill for, I don't know, forever, for many years. And so we're sitting there at dinner with my parents. And, you know, and they're like, oh, so what do you do, Bill? And he's like, I'm in commercial real estate. You know, we're having like, this great conversation. And then Bill puts his arm around me like, isn't she just so cute? Isn't she? I just love her. And then he's like, and then he'd hit me and say, so, honey, tell him about the time we went to Disneyland. And I'm like, you know, it was like, so.
Bill's the best.
Yes.
What a good friend.
Yes. Matter of fact, you know what? He reached out to me on LinkedIn. I'm going to ping him back. But anyway, yes. So I probably would have signed up for that at that point. Yes.
Rent-A-Friend. Yeah, there you go. On Rent-A-Friend, they recommend charging between $20 and $50 an hour just for your time, which is pretty darn cool. Hmm. Okay. A couple that I, you know, they normally end up on these lists, but I'm going to say if you really value your time, you should skip them. One is online surveys. This is easy to get sucked into because you think, yeah, it's just a little survey. Who cares? But when you're getting paid 50 cents or a dollar or $2, it's probably not worth your time. Sometimes on Swagbucks or inbox dollars, you can find surveys that'll pay you 20, 50 bucks, but it's really rare. So I recommend be picky and probably put your time somewhere else. Another one, all those receipt apps. So basically you take a picture of a receipt. It has to have the prices of the items, how much you paid, when you went. This is another one where they say you can make so much money. You can get points. Well, I found a site that calculated on Swagbucks, or sorry, on Receipt Hog, if you spent $200 a week, which is a lot, and yes, uploaded all those receipts, you would earn 40 points a week. And that calculates to 25 weeks for you to reach the minimum of $5. Oh, so wait, it would take you half a year to earn $5.
To earn $5?
Yes.
Okay, I'd rather go walk the dog in 110 degrees. I mean, really.
And this is what I'm saying. Go wrap your car. Go rent your friendship. Don't do these ones that just, you know, suck away all your time. It's not worth it.
So you're going to have this whole list over at commando.com?
Yes, we're going to have the list. So if you want to do any of these, we'll get the direct links for you. If anybody has done one of these juries, they should send you a note because I would love to hear about it.
Oh, so would I. Maybe, you know what, Al? Maybe we ought to just do it. You know,
okay,
just sign all up right for it. And then, because it's something like, and I even told, was telling Barry about it. I'm like, you know, you like to like play a lawyer on the internet. I mean, you should be able to get into this online jury and try to do it. But then, you know, of course, we've got moving and COVID and all that other garbage that happens in life. But it's a great list. And of course, you know, there's always cryptocurrency if you wanted to get into that, but you have to be very careful, right?
Very careful. I mean, I don't feel like in good conscience I can recommend that today. Looking at the markets, I would say do it if you want to have fun, if you want to learn something new, not because you're expecting a big payday.
And after all, because you know what you call a bush full of money, you know what they call it, Allie? A bush full of money, you know what they call it? A hedge
what?
Fund. A hedge fund. Oh. Yes. All right. So look, check out the entire list that Allie put together over at commando.com. Thanks for joining us, Allie. Great job as always. Hey, coming right back, we have more of your phone calls. And then later on this hour, a Google voice scam you need to know about here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, let me tell you about RoboForm. If you're tired of writing down passwords, you don't have to. RoboForm Password Manager makes life easier and more secure by logging you into websites with just one click. Get 50% off right now at RoboForm.com/Kim. That's RoboForm.com/Kim. And we're getting near the end of the hour, but we got time for one more. Brian in Orlando, Florida. Hi there, Brian.
Well, hello. Greetings. So happy to have your services over the years. The top tech lady in all the land. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So, my deal is that the more gadgets I'm buying, and there's so many to get online, the more places I need to plug them into. I bought a unit cord that had three USBs and two ACs. That's five, or three plus two is five. But now I'm finally, I'm up to 10 devices, whether it's battery packs, whether it's lights, whether it's safety lights, whether it's fans that run on USB. So I'm trying to figure out, should I just buy another one of these units I have because it's starting to look like spaghetti by my bed with all the cord? Or is there something out there like a base unit? I've seen different base units, yeah, that look like little boxes that take more things that might be more practical. Or is this just a personal family decision that you have to just
No. You're going to get, what you're going to get, I'm going to point you in the right place, okay, Brian?
Okay.
Is that we're going to get you a 60-watt, 10-port USB, what they call charging hub, okay? And so this way, it works in all your devices. You can plug in 10 at a time. And if you want, there's even a 25-port charger. So hang on to your hats and keys because we're going to post both of those links inside the Commando community and stay right where you are. Hey, watch out. There's a Google voice scam that's so bad that the FBI put a warning out. And they're using your phone number to create a Google voice account. And then they're going to ask you for a text verification code. Anything squirrely like that happens, just say no. Okay, don't fall for it. And warn your friends and family as well. Hey, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find us on the website. And that address is simply komando.com.